So reports, I've got a few here, but we'll do the others first. Elaine, secondary reports?
Nothing, no.
So Jane's obviously disappeared. I'll need to contact Jean about getting our counts done to the end of August. I think she's on the ball anyway. So there's, I've got three or four things here. That facility at Grantley has been awarded land permission to sort of support rafters and canoes and all this type of thing. They're at a stage now that they're applying for funding to different people to try and make the thing work. The guys asked me if Aberfeldy Community Council would supply them with a letter of support to help them with their fundraising. I thought that wasn't really our place, but I'm happy to take some feedback on that.
I would probably agree with you, Victor. I think it's fine in saying, you know, the community council agree with the principle of these things, but a bit like the golf one earlier, if they're then relying on that support to secure funding or to use it as leverage for funding without us having all the details of these projects at the time, I think it is, because I think once you support one to assist them with their funding applications, then where do you draw the line on that? I think you can support these projects, the idea of these projects in principle, but I think to then use that to allow them to gain funding, I think kind of takes it to a different area. And the projects, you know, without the different levels of funding that they might have, will in effect change as they go along. So if they don't secure the amount of funding that they particularly need, the projects might change to what we had originally thought anyway. So I think it's fine to support these projects in principle if we feel, but I think if it's to help them with funding, I don't know, that just seems a bit different to me.
Okay, is there any views contrary to that?
No.
Okay, so my instinct is to write to them and say, we can't help you any further. I see Val, I've just let Val back in again. So SSE are looking to put in a substation at, can pronounce it, Kinnardocky?
Kinnardocky.
Kinnardocky. Is that on the road to Tumbler Bridge, is it? Or is that?
It's on the road to Shehalion side, but it's just to the north of Loch Kinnardocky. And it kind of dip there. But as you say, it has been approved. Council discussed it at its council meeting last week and agreed.
So we have received an email from SSE. They're looking to set up a small liaison group to liaise over construction and what have you. They're asking for a volunteer from Aberfeldy. So do we need to be on such a group, or are we happy to let others do it? John, do you have you got a recommendation for us?
I've similarly been invited. I think I haven't read the email fully. I've maintained an interest in this as it's going along, certainly, and I possibly will, look to be keep involved in it going forward. To be honest with you, so I probably will put my finger into the toe into the water, as it were, and volunteer.
Is there a reason for us to be involved, or can we just leave you to it?
I don't think so. I can't remember. I think it falls into Fincastle, Killiecrankie and Fincastle's community council area, the extended one. So it's in their area, if I remember correctly. It's just outside Dullan Weems community council area. So if anything, they probably have more of an issue for it. It's effectively required because of the additional generation of power from up north using the Beauly to Denny line, and in order to maintain the voltage across the line, they need to have this substation, you know, along there, and that's obviously the location that's chosen for it. But I don't think there's any particular reason. There may be some community benefits, perhaps, coming out of it. There will be obviously jobs and maybe a need for accommodation and some opportunities for businesses in the area, schools perhaps, things like that. But they'll be looking further into these things, and that's maybe where the community partnership sort of group might come into its own. So it might be worth thinking it for along these lines for getting involved.
Are any of the community councillors interested in this? Val, would you be interested?
I didn't actually hear what it was because I'd disconnected myself. What are we talking about?
So they're putting in a substation on the road between here and Tummel Bridge. They're looking to put together a little liaison group of community representatives. There may be some sort of community benefit out of it. There may be other things that interest us. You would probably find out quite quickly if that was the case or not. So it's just to get someone who might represent Aberfeldy Community Council.
What would it entail, though?
Going to a meeting and seeing what it's about.
All right, okay. Well, yeah, I don't see why not. Because I was part of the pylon situation.
All right, well, you're the person then.
But there's a switching station at Tummel Bridge, just where my yard used to be. When they were finishing off the pylons, there's actually a switching station right beside that.
Well, they're putting in another one, so.
All right, okay. I'm quite happy to do that.
Not to question why. Okay. I'll forward you the email, Val, and we'll let you pick it up. If you think it's a waste of time or we don't need to be there, then opt out of it.
Okay.
The sewer leak under the bridge, that's been dealt with, I think, John, is that right?
Yeah, fixed. And reasonable, within the reasonable time as well, which, you know, we're talking about the repairs taking maybe over 2 days, but they did it within the 1 day.